Shalom and Chag Hanukkah Sameach. Today is Friday, the 23rd of December 2022. And on the Hebrew calendar, we're in the month called Kislev. And today is the 29th day of this month. Today is day 5 of the Hanukkah festival, the Feast of Dedication and Lights. Now, for those who do not understand what this is about, this is one of those festivals that we don't see mentioned in Leviticus 23. The reason for that is the history behind it, or the history that led to the celebration of this festival, happens much later on, when the Israelites have left the wilderness and they're in the promised land. And it happens some few years before the birth of Yahushua HaMashiach in human form. Hallelujah on earth. This festival is linked to what is written in the book of Daniel chapter 2. Daniel chapter 2 talks about the statue that King Nebuchadnezzar built in Israel. We see that there are different parts to the statue. There is the head. There is the, what do they call it? The arms, the legs, the waist. And it's important to have understanding of that image, that statue that was built there. There are layers of interpretation with regards to that statue. So it's important to understand that the head of the statue represents Babylon, Babylonia, also known as Babylonia. Babylon has always existed from the beginning of time. I mean, the minute Cain sinned on earth, somehow Babylon was born in the spirit and eventually began to manifest physically. Babylon is all about paganism, worshiping different gods and obeying Satan's laws. Then the chest and arms, which are silver, so the head is gold. And this is kind of related to the tabernacle of Moshe, by the way, because Yahweh explains after the building of the tabernacle how this Daniel chapter 2 is related. And the reason he brings it up is to let us know that the feet mixed with clay, the feet of clay mixed with metal, eventually become unacceptable to the Most High God in the coming world, which is the world of Israel, the millennial Sabbath reign of Yahushua HaMashiach on earth. It is the Roman kingdom. They are the worst of the four, and they are hated the most, even though they are Israel's brother. They are Esau. Now, the head is gold, represents the kingdom of Babylon. So the Babylonians are the first people who enslaved Israel while they were in the promised land and then took them captive to Nebuchadnezzar's, you know, to other parts of the kingdom, which was prophesied anyway before it happened by, you know, prophesied by Prophet Isaiah or Yeshayahu. Then the silver chest and arms represent the Medo-Persian Empire, which is the empire that eventually took over from Babylon, and that was when Esther became queen. Daniel was partly alive during that time, and then he died. But Esther was queen partly during that time as well. Then they came back to the promised land sometime after that, during the Medo-Persian reign, through Ezra and Nehemiah, who were major prophets of Israel that time. And then we've got the belly and thighs, which are, what color is this? Bronze. The bronze kingdom is now our main focus in this teaching. It's the Greek Empire. When the Greek Empire took over, they tried to Hellenize Israel. I say they tried because they did actually do so, but they did not succeed. They changed a lot of things in the land of Israel, but they did not succeed. Hallelujah. Praise be unto our higher. Then the final kingdom is the legs of iron and then the feet of iron and clay. The mere fact that the feet are of iron and clay is a major message that those feet cannot stand for long. Eventually, the statue or the evil empire that Satan has set up has to fall. Hallelujah. Because iron and clay cannot mix. And even if they try to, they can't remain strong for long. So this kingdom is the divided kingdom, the Roman Empire, which, you know, we all know once existed in its all its glory and then it broke down, but it still exists in a different form through the European Union. And this is why the European Union is constantly discussing about Israel and playing a very big role in the division of the land between the Palestinians and the Israelites. But hallelujah, Yahushua HaMashiach, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one who represents the kingdom of heaven, will come as the stone of offense to these kingdoms and destroy them all. Hallelujah, in Yahushua's name. And he will set up an everlasting kingdom. So the story that leads up to the celebration of the festival of Hanukkah, also known as Hanukkah, is tied to what is written in Daniel chapter 2. And the main focus is the Greek Empire, which is the Bronze Kingdom. Sorry about the noise. The Bronze Kingdom, also related to the leopard, which is later on mentioned in Daniel 7 and Daniel 8. Hallelujah. The leopard with four wings and four heads. Now, bronze represents judgment. Hallelujah. This is why in the outer court of the tabernacle, we have the bronze, everything, bronze altar, bronze basin, bronze this, bronze that. It's all bronze. Hallelujah. Because that is the area of judgment. That is where it's all decided whether you can really go inside the middle place of the tabernacle of Moshe or the temple, and eventually to determine whether you can be permitted into the Holy of Holies. Hallelujah. So this bronze kingdom attracted Yah's judgment in a very mighty way, because much as the Middle Persians and the Babylonians were bad, the Greeks were really bad. You know, they really took things to a whole other level when they moved into the land of Israel. The book of the Maccabees, the first book, second book especially, there's also the book number 3 and book 4, but the first and second books really give a good a picture of what happened in that time, how Antiochus Epiphanes, the king, Greek Syrian king, came and took over, having been held captive in Rome for some time. He came and took over as king of Israel and then started to change the laws of Israel gradually. Now, this festival of Hanukkah is so crucial for every believer in and follower of Yahushua HaMashiach to observe, because whatever happened in that festival is going to affect us all in the future. Remember, Ecclesiastes chapter 1, 9 to 10 tells us, just as it was in the past, so will it be in these end times, because there's nothing new under the sun. History just keeps repeating itself. But in the final times, it's going to be multiplied 10 times. Every evil thing that has ever happened in the past and is happening now as well, or is not happening now but will happen in the future, is going to be multiplied beyond toleration. We will really, really struggle to bear what is to come. That is why Yahweh said he had to cut the days short, so that mankind doesn't completely perish. In fact, I once watched a video recently in which it was said, somebody described what is to come as an induction of hell on earth. It's like they were giving an induction ceremony of hellfire in advance. So basically, what the demons have always desired, which is to turn hell, which is to turn earth to hell, their second hell, is going to be granted to them temporarily for 3.5 years. While Obama is in power. Now, we were talking about Jacob's trouble earlier on in the previous audio, and the reason for that is it is very much related to Hanukkah. And the interesting thing is, we are reading the Torah portions on Jacob's trouble during this season of Hanukkah. By that I mean, we started reading about the story of Joseph and his captivity last weekend in the Torah portion Vayeshev, and now we are going to continue his story this weekend in the Torah portion called Mikedz. So Joseph, as I said, the loss of Joseph for so many years was a major trouble for Jacob. It was so troublesome for him that he preferred not to leave, you know? He just wanted the Lord to kill him. But the Lord had promised him, there's something that the Lord had promised him, that if he dies before any of his son dies, that there's a certain reward he would get in heaven, which I have forgotten. So this is why he had to hold on to hope that Joseph was still alive and not dead, because his 12 sons had been promised him long before he had them. Even his wives prophetically knew about those 12 sons even before they married him. And this is one of the reasons why Leah was highly blessed by Yahweh, because she understood the vision and she ran with the vision. Hallelujah. When Jacob went to Mount Moriah, where his father was sacrificed and slept there, and he had the dream in which he sees the ladder of angels and the Lord at the top of the ladder. What he slept on that night as his pillow was a combination of 12 stones that had been put together by Yahweh and made soft like a pillow. Hallelujah. 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 And in those days, they built the temple with uncut stones. Remember, they did not use bricks. They did not use Well, the kind of, okay, let me say blocks. They didn't use blocks or bricks. They used unhewn stones. The issue of bricks and blocks started with the Tower of Babel. I don't know if we have been able to share this in audio. I think I tried and I ended up not being able to again because, you know, I have a baby now and it's difficult to share many things. But the Festival of Sukkot highlights this issue very much because it is related to the, what do they call them in the book of Ezekiel, the oh my god, what do they call it, one of the names of the anti-messiah, Barack Hussein Obama. It's all about building houses with bricks and building them to the extent that they cover the sky and you're not able to look into the sky and commune with the Lord. So they were constantly trying to block our heavens so that we don't connect with the Lord. Okay, Gog and Magog. Gog and Magog. Gog and Magog. Gog is Barack Hussein Obama, the anti-messiah, the king of the north, the predator, the beast out of the earth, the only begotten son of the devil or her Satan. The one who, you know, disregards women as revealed in Daniel chapter 11, 36 to 37. Well, and many other titles that I can't remember. But he's also the Satan that falls like lightning to the earth. Remember, his name is Barak, which as much as it means blessed, Obama, within the name Obama, you get the word lightning. So his name, it is my understanding that he was the angel in charge of lightning before he fell from grace many years ago. Why the devil chose him to be his right hand man, I don't know, but anyway, what Yahweh has revealed to me is that he is the only begotten son of the devil, because I have seen him in a dream coming out of the body of the devil and they both looked exactly the same. It was difficult to even differentiate between the two. They both looked like the predator. The way that Yahweh presented it to me in the dream was that they both looked like the predator we see in that movie called Predator. And they were both knurling at me and they just wanted to grab me and eat me up, you know. But Yahweh protected me and did not allow them to harm me. Hallelujah. What Yahweh wanted to do was to let me know that day that Barack Hussein Obama is the only begotten son of the devil. Just as he revealed through Apostle Elisheva Eliyahu of a mighty wing ministry, the Elijah of these end times leading up to the holy rapture, the first holy rapture to the heavens, the rapture of the Revelation 14 bride. Hallelujah. So I've also seen him in a dream that I've still haven't been able to share, in which I saw Revelation 6:13 written across his forehead or his chest, and he had a very big following. He was on the street, he was walking, and when I woke up from that dream, I was wondering what Yahweh was trying to say to me. I saw Revelation 6:13, and when I read it, I felt Yahweh had made a mistake. So I went over to Revelation 13:6, and I read it. And then I went back to Revelation 6:13, and I continued to meditate, wondering what all this meant. It wasn't until I learned about the 3 days of darkness and I made the connection that I understood what Yahweh was trying to say to me. Yahweh was trying to say to me that, you know, he has already revealed to us that during the 3 days of darkness, well, just before the 3 days of darkness begin, he's going to give a number of signs that tell us that this season has come, which include lightning, earthquake. I think the earthquake I'm not sure, but I think around that time, maybe the great earthquake that everybody is looking forward to seeing the manifestation of, the one of California that will happen on Passover, will likely happen. I might be wrong, but one thing I know is there will be a great earthquake felt worldwide simultaneously, and there will be great thunderings and lightning throughout the earth for about 3 days leading up to the 3 days of darkness, and eventually the planet Nibiru or planet X, which Yahweh calls his destroyer, will make its appearance in the sky gradually. And as it makes its appearance, the evil angels who are hanging on it, and you know, who basically they are chained to it, will be given permission. They'll be freed from it, and they'll be loosed to the earth. Also, some unholy angels or demons from hellfire will be loosed to the earth. Now, remember that we are constantly praying against what is in the heavenlies. Some people call it the heavenlies anyway, but I call it the first and second heavens, which, you know, they don't need a password to be in. So the devil has taken dominion over those two heavens. And so a lot of evil meetings against humans are held there. And the devil uses that opportunity to block us from connecting with heaven. And this is why our prayers must be surrounded by holy fire in order to pass through that place successfully. So those evil angels who have taken dominion over the first and second heavens will be cast down to the earth like figs coming off a tree. That is the scenario that Yahweh gives, or the picture he gives in Revelation 6:13. And Yahweh was trying to tell me that Obama is one of those people who has a connection in the first and second heavens. And truly, I've read prophecies written by Happiness Ibangbi about Obama going there several times to hold meetings. And whenever he arrives, he is highly respected, just as the devil is, you know, because he is the devil's representative and he's the second in command. So he will be cast down along with those angels. And once they get cast down during the time leading up to the 3 days of darkness, they will not be permitted to go back up there again. That will be us having freedom. There will be no more, as far as I know, anyway, there will be no more ability for them to go and settle or build territory in the first and the second heavens. So that issue of, you know, another confirmation in the scriptures that tells us that they have taken over that space is the 1 Corinthians, I think, chapter 5, which says that we need to cast down imaginations, pull down strongholds that they use to tie to our minds so that we can begin to think the way they want us to think and see things the way they want us to see them. So Yahweh gave me that dream last year, 2021, around this time of year, maybe November, and in which I saw Obama with Revelation 6:13 written across his chest. And he had a very big following on earth. Many people were hailing him and celebrating him. He was wearing a shirt and a trouser and maybe holding his blazer. And the whole street was filled with people following him and almost worshipping him, celebrating him. They were so happy to see him as their leader. There was no space to pass. The streets were so busy. It was the worst time to be outside. For those who are wondering, the 3 days of darkness are still coming up. It's not yet time. All those things that are meant to happen before the 3 days of darkness happen have not yet happened, such as Trump taking over from Biden, and then the 9/11 part 2. Those things haven't yet happened. So the 3 days of darkness are not yet here, but Yahweh says, we're in the season of all this beginning to happen. And once that happens, there's no turning back. That's the great day, the dreadful day of the Lord in place. and then going forward, Obama will just take over. It just means that if there's going to be great thunderings and earthquake and this and that before the 3 days of darkness, we are not to be indoors for just the 3 days of darkness. We're going to be indoors even for the first 3 days leading up to the 3 days of darkness. Because trust me, once those evil angels are loose to the earth, you don't want to be outside, because they are massive. They are like giants. The giants of old and much more. Okay, I need to stop here for now and continue in the next audio. Shalom and have some.